with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump spoke at a Turning Point Believers Summit last night in West Palm Beach, Florida.
As I think you can see, I've recovered well and, in fact, just took off the last bandage off of my ear.
And the former president says that the FBI commented about his ear.
Did you see the FBI today apologize? I said, well, it might have been a bullet, but it might have been glass. So really, where did the glass come from? Or it might have been shrapnel. Where did the shrapnel come from? No, they then said it was a bullet. They just try and do it. It just never ends with these people. They raid Mar-a-Lago. They do things so bad, so bad. Our country is so sick.
Congressman Mike Waltz, Florida, says a gunman who tried to assassinate the former president was prepared to carry out a much larger attack.
One of the things that isn't getting out is Crook, the shooter, also had a detonator on him with sophisticated explosives in his car.
Congressman Waltz was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. The House of Representatives will recess without passing bills to fund the government. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
House Republicans are turning their focus to a debate over whether to fund the government through December or into next year after their hopes of passing 12 full-year funding bills before the August recess collapsed. With no one expecting the annual funding process to be complete by a September 30th shutdown deadline, hardline conservatives are advocating for a stopgap measure, also known as a continuing resolution, that would run into March of next year to avoid being jammed with a massive spending package under a lame duck president. Conservatives confident of former President Trump's chances of taking back the White House in November also hope that a stopgap bill into next year would allow Mr. Trump to have more influence over how the government will be funded through the fall of 2025. From Washington, I'm Bernie Bennett.
And this is SRN News. An ancient Christian building has been discovered in the Middle East.
Archaeologists have unearthed the remains of what is believed to be the home of a bishop in Bahrain, demonstrating the spread of Christianity in the region before the adoption of Islam. The groundbreaking find was constructed sometime in the 4th century and shows how followers of Christ had established themselves in what is now Bahrain, an island nation in the Persian Gulf off the coast of Saudi Arabia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faced with declining membership, aging buildings, and large underutilized properties, many U.S. houses of worship have closed their doors in recent years. But some congregations are using their land in new ways that reflect their faith. Some are repurposing their property to provide affordable housing as the housing crisis intensifies across the country. Arlington Presbyterian Church in Arlington, Virginia has done just that. In 2016, the church sold its historic stone building to the Arlington Partnership for Affordable Housing. This is SRN News. Two top leaders of the Mexican Sinaloa drug cartel are behind bars today after being taken into custody by U.S. authorities to face charges for their role in leading the group's vast drug trafficking enterprise.
A cartel leader, Ismael El Mayo Zambada, and the son of El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman, were arrested after they stepped off a private plane in El Paso, Texas. A source tells the Associated Press Zambada was tricked into flying to Texas, thinking he was going somewhere else. Attorney General Merrick Garland
took into custody in El Paso two more alleged leaders of the Sinaloa cartel, one of the most violent and powerful drug trafficking organizations in the world.
Zambada was already presented in federal court, pleading not guilty to drug trafficking charges. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.